Welcome to Ag in Uncertain Times. In today's national webinar conference, a series of presentations intended to assist agricultural professionals, extension educators, and practitioners prepare for the challenge of developing in agriculture. Today, we're offering four separate webinar sessions covering U.S. domestic trade issues and implications for U.S. agriculture, Session B that will look at current conditions and issues facing U.S. crop and forage producers, a third session looking at current conditions and issues facing U.S. livestock and dairy operators, and a last session covering current conditions and issues facing specialty niche crop producers and the trade implications for those types of operations. I'm John Hewitt, an extension economist at the University of Wyoming, and I will serve as your host for the first of today's webinars. But I'm only able to do that through the help and assistance of many others working behind the scenes to make these presentations possible. Our team members come from a number of Western states, and without their support and the support of their institutions, these webinar offerings would just simply not be possible. Again, the intent of Ag in Uncertain Times is to help folks involved in agriculture meet the challenges of the current times and the speed of that change. These presentations may be viewed as live webinar presentations by looking at or viewing the recordings that we make and post of each program, or by accessing the recordings to make, in turn, other presentations to individuals or groups in a subsequent rebroadcast of the material. In today's webinar, we will explore U.S. and domestic trade issues and implications for U.S. agriculture. This will include both financial and economic conditions, global economic health, international financial conditions, governmental policy, as well as effects of those conditions and policies on short-term demand and supply. Further, our presenters will discuss the significant implications for U.S. agriculture in the next 12 to 24 months. Today's presenters include Dr. Gregory Gilpin, Associate Professor of Agricultural Economics at Montana State University, and Dr. Vince Smith, Professor of Agricultural Economics, also at Montana State University. We will provide a more in-depth introduction to each of these gentlemen as we begin the program. First, let me explain how the participants in the webinar can put questions to our speakers. The process we'll follow is to enter in any questions that you might have into a chat window you find at the lower left side of your screen. Once you've typed in your question and click the button to the right to submit, it is conveyed to our background team. These folks organize those questions and feed them to me to present to the speakers at the appropriate time. We would also encourage that if you're experiencing any kind of technical difficulties in participating in this webinar, now whether those might be audio or some other issue, you might also let us know through that same chat window. One of our team will work with you to try and address those problems as we go along. Today's web conference is yet another in our series since beginning in June of 2009 when we focused on uncertain credit. In total, the Ag and Uncertain Times team has had the privilege of hosting over 50 individual presentations to date. Past programs are available as video downloads or as audio MP3 files. They may be accessed in several ways at our Ag and Uncertain Times website. We invite you to visit the site to access those recordings and other materials following today's presentations. Finally, before we begin the first session of our conference, we would like to point out that if you're having trouble viewing this on-screen slide material, you may click the full screen button to toggle the slides to fill the entire screen on your particular computer. Clicking it again will reveal the chat window and slide materials in a side-by-side format. And now we have a few questions that we'd like to ask members of the audience if they wouldn't mind filling in. This gives us a little better understanding of who it is that's participating in our webinars. The first question is if you wouldn't mind telling us a little bit about your primary occupation, whether you're an agricultural producer, extension educator, banking professional, agribusiness professional, commodity organization employee, other not-for-profit type organization employee, or a government agency employee, or other, if none of those choices actually apply. Thank you for those answers. Next question we have here before us is, what is your main place of business? Where is it located? Is it in the... we skip ahead to the next question, including yourself. How many individuals are participating in this webinar from your location? Are there one, more than one, ranging from 2 to 5, 6 to 10, 11 to 15, 16 to 20, or more than 20? You wouldn't mind filling that in. It helps us gauge the number of participants. And now we'd like to know, with this last question, just how many people, or where it is that your business is located. Are you in which region of the U.S.? Northeast, Southeast, Midwest, Southwest, Western U.S., Pacific Islands, or international? Thank you for filling that out. We'll move now to our first presentation in our webinar, this morning covering U.S. policy conditions.